السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ. اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. بائی دا گریس آف اللہ وی آر اسٹارٹنگ دس لیکچر سیریز. اٹس بیسکلی گوئنگ ٹو بی انڈر دا تھیم آف توحید ورسز ٹرینیٹی. فار سم ٹائم وی ہیو ہیڈ کلاسز آن دس ٹاپک اینڈ ادر ٹاپکس, بٹ آئی وانٹڈ ٹو گیٹ اسٹارٹڈ آن اے پروجیکٹ ویئر وی کین ڈو سم لیکچر ریکارڈنگس اینڈ دین پٹ دم آن لائن فار سم پیپل ٹو بی ایبل ٹو گو بیک ٹو دیم اینڈ ہوپ فلی لرن سم تھنگ آؤٹ آف دس. سو ان دا نیم آف اللہ وی آر اسٹارٹنگ دس. اینڈ دس لیکچر سیریز لائک آئی جسٹ مینشن از گوئنگ ٹو بی اباؤٹ توحید اینڈ ٹرینیٹی. دیز آر ٹو کانسیپٹس دیٹ وی نارملی کم اکراس وین وی آر انگیجڈ ود آر کرسچن بردرز اینڈ سسٹرز. وین وی ٹاک ٹو دیم وی نارملی کم اکراس دس ایشو آف توحید اینڈ ٹرینیٹی. اینڈ سو آئی ایم گوئنگ ٹو ٹاک اباؤٹ دس, بٹ دا وے از گوئنگ ٹو ورک از دیٹ وی گوئنگ ٹو ہیو اے ٹیکسٹ بک. اٹس گوئنگ ٹو بی ان اردو. آئی ڈونٹ ہیو the Ahmadiyya Muslim Jamaat is in the process of translating a lot of books, but at this moment we don't have a good textbook that I can work with which is in English only. So right now the textbook that I'm suggesting for this course is Kasr-e-Salib. This is a thesis that was written by Maulana Ataul Mujib Rashid Sahib. You see, if you consult the books of the Promised Messiah Alayhi Salam and Mulfuzat, which are his collection of sayings, you will see that if you want to, let's say, investigate a topic like Tawheed or Trinity or Christianity, you would have to consult the indices of all these books, right? You go to the index, you go under Christianity, you go into Taslis, and you look for... The thing I really like about this thesis written by Ataul Mujib Rashid Sahib is that he has done that work for us, and he went to the Malfuzat and he went to the books of the Promised Messiah alayhi salam one by one, and he took out all the arguments that the Promised Messiah alayhi salam made on topics like Tawheed, like Trinity, like the divinity of Jesus Christ, like the atonement of Jesus Christ, and so on. So he's put this huge, massive thesis together where all these things are there. So that thesis is going to be our textbook for this course. The topic, the theme that I've selected, Tawheed versus Trinity, is going to last maybe, I'm imagining right now, maybe about 20 lectures. And each lecture is going to be only 10 to 15 minutes. And I'll give you enough information within those 10 to 15 minutes for you to think about it. And I know it's not going to be exhaustive in those 10 to 15 minutes, but I do hope that when we have these 20 lectures, as a whole, they can be exhaustive as far as this topic is concerned. Another thing is about this thesis is that it's going to be based entirely on the writings of the Promised Messiah, Hazrat Mirza Ghulam Ahmad alayhi salam, the Promised Messiah and Imam Mahdi, founder of the Ahmadiyya Muslim Jamaat. So all of this is coming from his books and writings. And what this lecture series will help us do, based on the work of Ataul Mujib Rashid Sahib, is that we'll have an idea. What is Tawheed according to the Promised Messiah alayhi salam? What is Trinity according to the Promised Messiah alayhi salam and Christians? And how do we refute it as Muslims? You know, not in an aggressive way, not in a violent way. We are just for the sake of discussion and debate. So I know that the theme that I've selected says Tawheed versus Trinity, which is more debate-like. But in order to get there, first few lectures, I just want to talk about Tawheed itself, right? What is Tawheed according to the Promised Messiah alayhi salam? This is again in this thesis of Ataul Mujib Rashid Sahib. I will post a link for you to find this thesis from alislam.org. But currently we are on page 107, which talks about Tawheed. And so you can go there and you can follow along. I'm specifically going to start on page 109 of this book. So the Promised Messiah alayhi salam, and I will frequently, when I'm quoting the Promised Messiah alayhi salam, I would like to go to the Urdu as well, so that we can get the original words as well, and I'll explain that in English. The Promised Messiah alayhi salam, Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salam farmate hain tawheed ke bare mein. कि आजकल तौहीद और हस्ती इलाही पर बहुत ज़ोर आवर हमले हो रहे हैं। ईसाइयों ने भी बहुत कुछ ज़ोर मारा और लिखा है, लेकिन जो कुछ कहा और लिखा है वो इस्लाम के खुदा की बाबत ही लिखा है, ना कि एक मुर्दा, मसलूब और आजिज़ खुदा की बाबत। हम दावा से कहते हैं कि जो शख्स अल्लाह ताला की हस्ती और वजूद पर कलम उठाएगा उसको आखिरकार उस खुदा की तरफ आना पड़ेगा जो इस्लाम ने पेश किया है। द प्रॉमिस मिसाइल इसम सेज दैट पीपल वांट टू टॉक अबाउट तौहीद, पीपल वांट टू टॉक अबाउट द एग्जिस्टेंस ऑफ गॉड, बट द बॉटम लाइन इज राइट व्हेन दे कम एंड टॉक अबाउट गॉड इट ऑलवेज कम्स बैक टू इस्लाम एंड द इस्लामिक कॉन्सेप्ट ऑफ गॉड दैट हैज बीन प्रेजेंटेड, right? And it's not the concept of a person like the Son of God, they say, whom they claim Jesus to be, the God, the Son, who went on to the, who was crucified, and then he brought down like a poor human being who's suffering and all that. Not like that. That's not the image of God. Even Christians don't present that as the image of God. They all present the image of God, which is found in Islam. Islamic image of God is what is always presented, and that is the concept of Tawheed. Now, moving on, the most fundamental verses in the Quran about Tawheed. What is Tawheed? The most fundamental verses in the Quran are, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Qul huwallahu ahad, Allahu samad, lam yalid, wa lam yulad, wa lam yakul lahu kuhuwan ahad. Say he is Allah, the one. Allah, the independent and besought of all. He begets not, nor is he begotten. Wa lam yakul lahu kuhuwan ahad, and there is none like unto him. You see, the thing about these verses is that they are clear. They are crystal clear. This is God, the one God. Right? Indivisible, independent. And just recently I came across a scholar who was saying that even the word samad, which is used by God for God in the Quran, this is the only place where this word is used. So it's a unique word that is only used in one place in the Holy Quran to emphasize the uniqueness of God. Right? He is not the Father. He is not the Son. He does not have children. This is a human thing that we reproduce. God does not do that. And this is something strongly emphasized in the Holy Quran. And this is not a convoluted statement like we have when we go to our Christian friends and we ask them about the Trinity, for instance, and they will present us these verses which are convoluted. You know, Matthew chapter 28 has this verse where Jesus says to his disciples, go unto all the nations and baptize in the name of the Father and in my name and in the name of the Holy Spirit, and they consider this to be about Trinity. Well, this is a very convoluted way of saying, I mean, this is a very indirect way of trying to say something which he may not be saying. And there's 100 different ways we can interpret this. But when you look at these verses of the Holy Quran, they're so clear. They're so crystal clear that there are no ifs and buts about the Tawheed of God. In commentary of this verses, of this surah, which is known as Surah Ikhlas, I believe it is chapter 112 of the Holy Quran. In commentary of this, the Promised Messiah says something very beautiful. حضرت مسیح موعود علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام اس سورت کے تفسیر میں ایک بڑی خوبصورت بات کرتے ہیں. فرماتے ہیں کہ اس کی تفصیل یہ ہے کہ شرکت جو ہے, جو اللہ تعالیٰ سے شرکت از روئے حسر عقل چار قسم پر ہے. کبھی شرکت عدد میں ہوتی ہے, کبھی مرتبے میں, اور کبھی نسب میں, اور کبھی فعل میں, سوری کبھی فعل اور تاثیر میں. سو اس صورت میں ان چاروں قسموں کی شرکت سے خدا کا پاک ہونا بیان فرمایا ہے اور کھول کر بتلا دیا ہے کہ وہ اپنے عدد میں ایک ہے, دو یا تین نہیں. The Promised Messiah says that if you look at this surah of the Holy Quran, if you look at generally speaking, when you talk about shirk, when you talk about associating partners with God, it can happen only in four different ways. One is association in terms of numbers. Another is association in terms of status. Another is association in terms of family. Another is association in terms of actions or influence. These are four different ways in which we can associate partners with Allah. And this surah says that none of these four are possible. Allah is not two or three or four, a million or infinity. Allah is one, right? Allah is Samad. He is the unique, the eternal, the independent, the besought of all. So in terms of status, he is unique. He is eternal. In terms of family, lam yalid wa lam yulad, he does not beget, nor is he begotten. In terms of actions and influences, he is, there's no one like him. Lam wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. Theek hai? So this is the uniqueness of God that is, and the Promised Messiah's books are filled. You go and open those books, you will find over and over Tawheed is mentioned, talked about, described, and we are told that God is unique in every way. He cannot be, there is no associate whatsoever when it comes to God. So that is, in essence, again, I'm being very brief with you here. There are numerous things, but this is the bottom line that I have given you. Now, what does the Promised Messiah, when we talk about Tawheed versus Trinity, we can't just say, oh, Trinity is not possible, right? We have to start with, what do you have as a proof for Tawheed? You say you believe in one God, what is the proof? Why can't I believe in the Trinity? You know, you can refute my Trinity, but first of all, you have to prove Tawheed. Why do you believe in Tawheed? So we'll just do quickly two arguments which the Promised Messiah alayhi salam has presented in favor of Tawheed. This is on page 114. The first argument that the Promised Messiah alayhi salam says, and which is a very beautiful, and I love this argument. And that argument is the whole world is monotheistic. Almost all the religions of the world are monotheistic. Even those which are not monotheistic are coming towards monotheism. You can disagree. Yes, there are a few out there, but even those, even if I talk to my Hindu friends, they would say, well, there's only one God, one true God. They will talk about the others in different ways, but when you talk about God, there's only one God. I personally have investigated the Aboriginal peoples of Canada. Of course, I didn't get to all 53 nations. I investigated three of them. All of them. They'll have different names, but it all comes down to the one creator. One creator. And this is something that those people who have studied Aboriginal faiths, they will tell you that this is a common theme among Aboriginal peoples, that they believe in one creator, right? So we have one creator, and that is a worldwide belief. You go to the Jews, right? You go to the Old Testament over and over and over and over again. It's emphasized. You know, they have the Shema Yisrael, which is, Hear, O Israel, your Lord, the Lord, your God is one. The Lord, our God is one, or something along these lines. I will quote it maybe in a different lecture as well for your sake. And so our argument is that all these religions, which are coming from all the different areas of the world and different geographical lands and different prophets, they all talk about one God. They don't talk about two. They don't talk about three. They don't talk about four. Yes, we believe that some of them have deviated and talked about Trinity and other concepts, but generally speaking, you know, even in Christian literature, they say that in those areas where the message of the Trinity has not reached, those people will be held accountable based on Tawheed, right? That's another argument, and probably we will come back to this argument later on. The second argument, and I would like to wrap this up really quickly, the Promised Messiah alayhi salam says that Tawheed is found in nature. It's found in nature. Look at the world around you. It's screaming Tawheed. How? Everything is in the shape of a sphere or circular. Things that are around us are circular or spherical, if I'm pronouncing this word correctly, right? Spherical, right? Everything is a sphere. You look at the earth, it's round and spherical, right? Look at the orbits, look at the stars. Look at the drop of water. When a water drops, it's spherical. It's not Trinitarian. It's not triangular. Right? If God is a Trinity, and He's represented by God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, then that's a trinity. And we should have seen that in the world. We should have seen that in the universe. We should have seen that in the creation of God, because God has created man in his image, right? And if God has created something in his image, then where is the trinity in the world, in the universe? We don't see it. We only see things in spheres and circles and rounds. And that is what is Tawheed is represented by. It's like a circle. You know, it's an all-encompassing circle. Tawheed, one God. One God. That oneness is represented by a circle. But when you go to the Trinity, it's a triangle, right? There are three parts, as if, to God, right? Where are those triangles in the universe, in the world around us? We don't see them. Even fire, even water, even the planets, the earth, everything is spherical or round or circular. So these are a couple of arguments. I've already reached my 15-minute mark, in fact, crossed it. So I hope you enjoyed this, and inshallah, we'll carry on this conversation from right here. The third argument that is presented by the Promised Messiah, alayhi salam, until next time. Wa akhiru da'wana, anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.